Walk out with me toward the unknown region, where neither ground is for the feet nor any path to follow.
Tales Hello, Les Newman. Can you
hear me?
Hello.
Yes, I can. Hello, listener.
We began with two spiffing wizard tunes there.
Yeah.
Don't hear a word wizard these days when you're describing something as being wonderful, do you? That was rather wizard.
Unless you're a Harry Potter fan, of course.
We began with Black Sabbath and their tune called Wizard. And then Uriah Heep with similar sounding name, but... Nothing like it whatsoever, Les. Can you tell us more and what we're going to play next?
It was the fourth studio album recorded by Uriah Heep, Demons and Wizards. That was released in March 1972. Right, the next one is July. That's interesting. July Morning. Yeah, that features, and you'll hear towards the end of it, is a rather... pipe organ set, like the sound of what they call a calliope, which is an old pipe organ. It's actually been played by Manfred Mann on this track.
And a stone that I left unturned. Must have tried more than 1,000 faces, and not one was aware of the fire that burned
in my heart.
Thank you. was on a July morning. I was looking for love with the strength of a new day dawning and the beautiful sun. And at the sound of the first bird singing, I was leaving for home with the storm and the night behind me, yeah, and a road of my own. With the day came the resolution, I'll be looking for you. Thank you.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
We'll be right back.
man, and he'll understand.
Heap and a rather
and a rather
understated tune, don't you think?
Hello, fun.
And we also heard what else did we hear, Les? Please refresh my memory because you have blown my mind.
I'm glad you like that. I'm sure you haven't heard. I'm sure had you not heard that track before? I'm very surprised.
I think I might have heard it once, and that was about it.
Really is good. That bit at the end, featuring the calliope, which is an old pipe organ type instrument, and it was actually played by Manfred Mann on that particular track. So it's quite amazing.
And as
you pointed out, it's very similar to the sort of stuff being put out by the Dutch bands like Earth and Fire.
And as you also pointed out, whilst we were messaging, while we were listening to the music, we've got that facility, listen, because Les isn't actually with me in the studio. He's about 2 miles away, still locked down and unable to meet each other, other than in a public park where we could at least wave to each other.
Yes.
Les also pointed out, it sounded like Deep Purple.
Yeah, there's that keyboard that's at the start. It's very much like A Child in Time.
It is very much like that, Les.
Thank you. me. You'd better close your eyes. I'll bow your head. Wait for me. Ooh.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Thank you.
Well, somehow, we've got from Uriah Heep to It's a Beautiful Day via Deep Purple.
Featuring David LaFlamme on violin there.
Yes, David LaFlamme on the violin. That was called Bombay Calling, 1969, their first album. But wasn't that like Child in Time?
Very much so, yeah. Almost on the plagiaristic side.
Now, this came out in early 69. And I think Deep Purple in Rock came out in 1970.
Yes, well, they may well have plagiarised.
So which way round it was? Who heard what first? Or perhaps they stole it from some classical piece.
Yeah, probably. Probably they both did.
And we were discussing that the Uriah Heep reminded us also of Earth and Fire. Now, I can't for the life of me think exactly which one it was. But from Earth and Fire's first album, let us listen to Love Quiver.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Well, that was awesome, that was. But I was just saying to Chris during the we're playing that, isn't that like the Canterbury sound of Caravan and Camel from that time as well?
Yeah.
Kevin Ayres and Soft Machine. That keyboard is just tremendous. Really fabulous bit of music.
Yeah, that's called Love Quiver, in case I didn't say it just then.
You know, when we were living in those times, bands like Earth and Fire were the sound of RNI, the sound of Veronica, that they made a lot, that they played a lot of these Dutch bands, you know, and that reminds me of that time.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, they were really great times. I know we're old blokes saying it, but they really were great times.
Look, rock music from, you know, Veronica, and that's what they played, a lot of prog rock, really. It's quite amazing.
I don't think they or we knew that it was prog rock at the time. Oh, it was just the music.
Just the music of the time, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it developed into Uriah Heep and Black Sabbath. And, you know,
it was music that wasn't being played on mainstream radio.
Yes, yes. I doubt even now if they played Earth and Fire on Six Music, people would be amazed what it was, but they wouldn't find it recognisable.
No.
For an absolute masterclass in musicianship, and I won't mention any instruments here because they're all thrown into this one, it's a band called If, from their fourth album, imaginatively called If 4. This is Sector 17.